What's going on there, sports fans? This is Josh Johnson bringing you live this great, great basketball matchup here at Dominican University of California. I'm talking the Lady Penguins going against the Keel Haulers of California Maritime Academy. It is Penguin basketball here in the beautiful Collins Center at Dominican University of California. Now introducing none other than the voice of the Penguins for the past decade, Stuart Horn.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. Appreciate that nice intro, fans. And this is a quick word from our AD here at Dominican University of California, Terry Toomey.
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, tonight, the Penguins and the Keel Haulers. Josh Johnson, my lovable sidekick, alongside Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. We are live from the Conlin Center. December 8th, 09, Penguins, Keel Haulers. And, Josh, I noticed Alicia Flatten, the team captain, high scorer for the Penguins. Her left arm is in a gigantic cast.
Yeah, she has it wrapped up tonight, Stu. I really haven't heard much about it. I know she was a little dinged up after the last game versus Holy Names, which was definitely a barn burner here in the Collins Center. But hopefully she'll be able to get back into action. There's still a lot of basketball left to play this season, but Alicia Flatten's going to take it easy tonight and just kick back for the DU Penguins. But we face a formidable opponent in Cal Maritime. Even though they're 2-8, we're 2-3. So both teams, you know, almost a little even on the win side, not so even on the losses side, but DU is looking to step up and get a win, especially after a disappointing loss at home to Holy Names, too. And so the Penguins are going to be facing against the Keel Haulers. Now, we explained what a Keel Hauler was before. Pretty much what it is it's a form of punishment. So their mascot is they would tie a person to a rope, swing them up under the heel of the ship, and then swing them back. So it's like a Keel Hauler. That's probably the most, you know, simple way I can explain it. And that's quite the choice for a mascot. Yeah. It's pretty intense. I've heard of Raiders. I've heard of Marauders and such. But a Keel Hauler, that's a new one.
Well, I'll tell you what. You don't want to get Keel Hauled. That's the one thing that I do know. And the Penguins don't want to get Keel Hauled tonight. Both teams with two victories so far. Brianna Chambers, the head coach for the Penguins. She's here looking intense, all dressed up, looking nice, Josh. And might I say you are looking too, my friend.
Appreciate it, Stu.
All right. For the visiting Keel Haulers, under head coach Dave Covell, he's assisted by Cornell Littlejohn and Patrick Borland. Coach Covell sending out number 12, Alexis Brown, a 5'7" junior out of Richmond, California. Number 13 is Lauren Westbrook, a 5'7" senior out of Citrus Heights. Quick handshake over to the coach. Number 14 is Cherish Bustis, a 5'4" senior out of Vallejo. Number 22 is Taylor Himmelsbach, a 5'6" senior out of Chico. And number 32, Chelsea Stoughton, a 5'9" junior out of Runner Park. Number 32, that's O.J. Simpson's old number, Josh.
Oh, yes. O.J. Simpson, the great, great running back. It's his old number, Stu. You are absolutely right about it. And we are up and running here officially on radio.dominican.edu, welcoming in all of our great fans all across the world, from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the what, Stu?
To the Euphrates.
Yes, to all our ships at sea and all our soldiers abroad.
That's right, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu, live on the air, I'm happy to say, Josh, live. By the way, I'll tell you how I did that in a minute. Jim, we'll have to keep that bee in your bonnet. Okay, for the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers, as Josh mentioned, Penguins 2-3. Chambers assisted by Eric Nelson. Number 10 is Kimi Nakamura, 5'6" freshman out of Sacramento. Number 12 is Tammy Bronner, a 5'6" grad student out of Oakland. Number 14 is Melissa Wise, a 5'10" freshman out of Novato. Number 24, Mikaela Baskerville, a 5'6" senior from Alameda. And Raquel Gomes, number 32, is the 5'10" junior out of Santa Rosa. In the middle will be Wise for the Penguins. For Maritime, it looks like Bustis will be in there. No, that can't be right. Bustis is only 5'4". Looks like Brown is in there, and I am correct, the 5'7" junior. Penguins tip it out, comes off of the head of Raquel Gomes, right off of her forehead, Josh. And the Keel Haulers have it. The Penguins defending the northern hoop. Big three ball thrown up there by Stoughton. No good, deep. But the rebound taken down by Westbrook, the 5'7 senior. Westbrook cans a big three ball straight away top of the key. Penguins down by three. And we're only 30 seconds into this one. Penguins now on offense. Here's Wise out on the right wing. She gets it top of the key over to Nakamura. Low bounce pass, Bronner. Thinking about a three ball on the way. Bronner nails the three, Josh. 19 and a half to go, fans. 3-3. Penguins answer with a big three ball out of Bronner. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Uh-oh. Now driving from the baseline all the way into the down low on the right is Alexis Brown. She heaves up an air ball, Josh, from 3 feet. The Penguins pick up the rebound. Here's Bronner, just nailed the three. She gets it down low. Rocky's got it. Turnaround jumper. Gomes can't get it in. A little bit short. Penguins can't get the rebound. Bustis has it. She goes top of the key now. Slowly, Maritime moves it over to the left side. Himmelsbach's got it. She drives it in down low. Takes it herself and a whistle against Nakamura. Himmelsbach to the line. Kimmy gets her first, Josh. 18:47 to go, fans.
One thing I noticed in this game, Stu, actually in the pregame when we were observing, is that both teams can shoot very well. We have definitely some good shooters in Nakamura, and don't forget about Alicia Flatten and Bronner, who can be dangerous on beyond the perimeter as well. But there are players on this Cal Maritime University squad that can shoot and that can handle the ball pretty well. So I think it's going to be a pretty good matchup to see how our Penguins are able to handle the whole threat from beyond the perimeter.
Himmelsbach buries both. Some good shooting there by the Keel Haulers. Number 22. Penguins work it down low. Oh, man. Josh, what a play to Wise. Wise from Gomes. Wise was all alone on the left side of the baseline. Down low, five up after Wise. Cans the deuce. Great play there by the Penguins. 18 and a half to go. Good foot fake now. Now the give and go to Bustis. She drives the lane right side, picks up a foul. Foul is called on Bronner. Bronner, the 5'6 grad student out of Oakland. That's her first. Second for the Penguins. No fouls committed by the Keel Haulers. Bustis to the line. Bustis, a senior at 5'4 on the way. Good. So far, Josh, the Keel Haulers haven't missed any of the freebies.
Not at all, Stu. You got to get those free points. We always stress that so often here. But you got to make the free throws. You got to get those because they will come back to bite you, as we saw in our last game versus Holy Names.
Bustis. She busts both of them, Josh. Good shooting there from the 5'4 senior. 7-5, Penguins trail early. Just one game tonight, fans. Penguin basketball. Now Baskerville throws it away. Picked up by Bustis. She brings it up on the right side. Good work by the Keel Haulers to work it around the outside of the perimeter there, Josh. Stoughton's got it. She goes in against Gomes. Gomes not going to let her in. Now Bustis. She goes left side. Dumps it off to Westbrook. Down low. Great play. Keel Haulers. 2 points by Himmelsbach. 9-5. Penguins trailing. Baskerville chucked it away last time. Let's see if we can hold on to it now. Penguins need to answer. They're down by four. 17 and a half to go, fans. Wise, low bounce pass. Turnaround jumper, Rocky. She has it ripped away from her. Penguins get it back. Three ball, Kimmy on the way. Nakamura buries a three ball. Josh from straight away. Great play there by the magnificent Penguins. Down low, in quick transition. Wise gets an arm in there. Westbrook, I thought she had the foul. No whistle. They let it run. Penguins in quick transition. Nakamura fed perfectly by Baskerville.
You love those points in transition as a coach. You got to be able to score in transition, get those quick points, and hustle back on defense. Great job by the Penguins, Stu.
16:58 to go, fans. Alexis Brown's got it at the top of the key for the Keel Haulers. She gets it over to Himmelsbach. Himmelsbach's got it. She drives in. Now she backs up. Buckles a little. Gets it down low. Over the top to Westbrook. And a whistle.
Josh, I need you to go check the feed. You know where Pat's...
.16:45 to go, fans. Westbrook to the line. 10-9, DU. Westbrook. Oh, that's the first miss for the Keel Haulers. As the Penguins answered with five quickly. Very fast. 16:45 when the clock resumes. That's the first miss for the fine shooting Keel Haulers. Shooting very well from the line. Uh-oh, Westbrook with a steal on the inbounds. Nakamura gave it up. Westbrook layup missed it. taken down by Brown. Brown with the rebound, air ball. Just grazed the back of the glass. Now thrown up by Bronner. Bronner over to Rocky. On the way, Gomes missed it short. Wise with the rebound. Back up, Wise! Wise cans the deuce and puts the Penguins up by two. 16:20 to go. A great play there by Gomes. Gomes missed the layup short, and then Wise came in, managed the rebound. But Gomes with some fancy footwork kept it alive. Good play there by Wise on the turnaround. Penguins looking pretty good so far. Here's Brown. She gets it back outside to Bustis. Now stolen away. Gomes and Nakamura got in the way. Stole that one. It ended up in the hands of Raquel. Back out there to Bronner. Check it. Not Nakamura. But Nakamura now goes three ball way out there on the right wing. No. She's a little bit down low. Rebound now. Penguins. Back outside. Rocky. Top of the key. Back to Bronner. She's going to reset. Back down low. Thinking about it. Here goes Raquel. Ooh, too many steps there. Gomes walked with it from the left elbow. She was working it down low, and she bumped into somebody there. And there's a media timeout, fans. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We're the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn with you, and my lovable sidekick is Josh Johnson. We're live from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California for tonight's ladies basketball game, ladies only tonight. And our athletics director here at the Conlon Center is Terry Toomey. And let me give this one to you, Josh, since we forgot about it early on.
This is head women's basketball coach Brianna Chambers welcoming you to another exciting night of Penguin basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
And my sidekick, Josh Johnson, live on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide, welcoming in all of the Maritime listeners. Cal State Maritime in the house at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. The end of the timeout has come, fans. It's 12-10 Penguins, Josh 15-36. Penguins looking pretty sharp so far. The Keel Haulers have not committed any fouls, so the Penguins haven't been to the line yet. It's a one area that Josh and I always wonder about. And at the start of each game, we think about how the Penguins might be from the free throw line. So far, the Keel Haulers have only missed one from the line, six attempts. 12-10. Penguins now on defense. Penguins are defending the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center. So the Keel Haulers are obviously attacking the same off to our right. Penguins working some nice defense. Here's a jumper from 18 by Brown. Brown just inside the line, can't get it to go. Rebound, Nakamura over to the right side, Wise. Wise takes it down low. Now she thinks better of it. She flips it back out to Kimmy. Back over to Wise in the corner. Three ball on the way. Ooh, a little bit short. Raquel Gomes with a rebound. Great job there by Gomes. She heaves it back to the top of the key. In between the circles, here's Bronner. She drives in right side with a high stepping. No. Back down. Gomes had a hand on it, but it was tipped out of bounds by Chelsea Stoughton. Stoughton is a 5'9 junior out of Roner Park, reached right over the top of Raquel Gomes and knocked it out of bounds. No foul on the play, but it will be Penguin ball right under the hoop on the short end. 14:50 to go. Penguins by two. Baskerville to bring it in. She gets it in at Kimmy. She had to heave it way up there. Picks up the screen from Raquel. Back outside, Baskerville on the way. With the jumper, no. Baskerville gets her own rebound. Good bit of work there by Michaela, down low, to Wise from Baskerville, good for two.
That was a great job by the Penguins on that one, Stu, moving the ball around, finding the open opportunities, and making the smart shot.
Quick transition now, other end. Keel Haulers working it quickly. Himmelspach with a layup. After the feed, 14-12. Keel Haulers answer. Inside of 14.5, fans. Now the Penguins have got it. Wise, top of the key, right side. She goes over to Kimmy with a foot fake. She drives the lane. Uh-oh, Kimmy threw it out of bounds. And, I mean, there were no Penguins anywhere near it, Josh.
There weren't any Penguins anywhere near it at all, Stu, and you can't make those types of mistakes. Those are the simple little brain farts, we call them, that you try to avoid throughout these contests.
14-12, fans. Coming up on 14 minutes in the first half. Halftime extravaganza coming up with my partner, Jed Jackson. Check it, Josh Johnson. Some people say he's the same man.
I hear it's supposed to be the alter ego. That's what they say.
Oh, Wise with a tremendous rejection. Wise reached up, slapped it away, no whistle, and then the points were scored by Bustis. 14 up, fans.
How about the pressure Cal Maritime is putting on DU in the backcourt? They're playing a lot of full-court pressure early on, so you don't see this often.
Here's a jumper by Michaela. Check it. That is Michaela. She gets her own rebound and then puts the runner back in from the left side, Josh. 16-14, Penguins. 13.5 to go, fans. First half. Here's the runner now by Elena Woody, who came in. Woody, a 5'5 sophomore out of Vallejo. Woody runs it in from the right side, missed it. Here's Baskerville. Long two ball with 1 foot outside the line. That's a little deep. Rebound taken by Westbrook. Bringing it up the left side. Now is Himmelsbach. Over to the right side, Bustis. Thinking three ball, no. That wasn't Bustis. Yes, it was Bustis. She missed it long. 13 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins with the rebound. Here's Raquel down low. Soft jumper, 5 feet. Short. Wise tipped out. Save. No, she stepped out of bounds, Josh. And the Penguins with a turnover. Subbing in for the Penguins is Shauna Bryant, and back in there is Brown. So it's Brown and Bustis, Himmelsbach, Woody, and Josh, I can't see. Oh, is this Brown bringing it up?
This is
Elizabeth Barrows. Okay, the 5'4" junior is Barrows out of Riverside. So she has come in. She hands the ball off quickly to Himmelsbach, and right under the hoop, she traveled with it. So the Penguins are going to be sending in Kylie Berlinski, who's going to enter the game. Her first minutes tonight, the 5'9" freshman Berlinski. She's out there with Bronner, with Bryant, with Nakamura and Gomes for the Penguins. 12.5 to go, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are broadcasting worldwide. Ball's back in play. Clock rolls. 12.5. Here we go. Nakamura's got it. She goes left side. Berlinski all alone over there on the left. In and out. Thinking three ball. Tipped out. Penguins can't get it. Rebound taken by Woody. Bringing it up now is Barros. She goes right side. She gets it back over to Woody. Goes 360. Back to Bustis in the middle. Bustis heaves it over left side to Himmelsbach. Himmelsbach's been in there the whole time. Now they get it back down low to Westbrook. Check it. That's Brown. Brown from the baseline. Brown cans the deuce and takes the Keel Haulers into a tie with the Penguins at 16-all. Between the circles now. Bronner's got it for the DUs. She gets it down low. Oh, all alone, Raquel. Raquel gets wrapped up. Oh, I thought I heard a whistle, Josh. It should have been one. And falling out of bounds now is Bronner. Bronner ends up falling right into the two Keel Hauler players who were waiting to enter the game, and those two are Tiffany Puente and Melody Puente. They're both 5'5 juniors, and they're both out of Los Angeles, Josh. I must assume that they're sisters.
I believe they are related, Stu, from what the information I gathered before the game, so that would be a pretty good call. But so far, it's been a close game by the DUs, but I've seen Dominican take a lot of smart plays. We've seen the Keel Haulers, not so many smart shots in transition. You know, they've rushed, they've pressed the issue a little bit, trying to break fast, and get under the rim and try to get those good shots. But the Penguins have played pretty solid defense. But right now, like you said, it's 16-16, it's all even. Dominican just has to be able to get back on defense. Score should be a little more lopsided than it is, but the Penguins, you know, these are your growing pains you have throughout the season, trying to make sure that you get better offensively, defensively, and everything just increases. So I expect that the Penguins will go ahead and come out on top before this first half is over, but it's going to be a close game, Stu, and the Keel Haulers, we definitely know they have some shooters.
16 up, fans, 11:47. Penguins playing well. Keel Haulers are right there. 7:16, it looks like. PM fans, PM on the West Coast at Dominican University of California. We're back underway. Well, we will be in a second. As soon as Josh hits our music, we'll know that we're back underway. And there it is, and we are. And the clock rolls. Perfect timing there by my partner, Josh Johnson. Elizabeth Barrows has it. She goes 360 up against Berlinski. Good move there. Tried to be slap away. And Berlinski with a steal after a terrible pass by Woody. Berlinski heads up, but I think Raquel Gomes forced the issue into the corner. Nakamura, she's got it out there, thinking three ball, but she's got nowhere to go as Nakamura is up against Barrows, and Barrows won't let her in. Back to the top of the key on the right side. Here's Kimmy on the way, left edge. Kimmy, three ball, yes. Bronner with a nice pass, found the wide open Nakamura. Penguins up by three, 19-16. Coming up on 11 minutes. Here's Tiffany Puente. Oh, she gets hammered out of bounds into the Penguin cheerleaders and throws it away. Bronner, high-stepping. Bronner on the way, off the glass. Bronner for two! 21-16, 10:55 to go, fans. First half action. Well, there's no whistles tonight, Josh. There's only been three team fouls committed, all by the Penguins. And I'm surprised that they are really letting them play tonight. The referees in the house, we'll get to them in a minute. We've got their names right here, and I don't recognize any of them. Sent down from the NC2A for this one. Now the shot on goal by Melody Puente. Straight away, she gets it right over the top of Shauna Bryant. Puente at 5'5". Bryant's in there at 5'11". She got it over the top of her, but too much glass. Rebound, Bryant. Penguins get it. Here's the feed from Rocky. Over to Bryant. Bryant gets hammered on the way up, Josh, by Tiffany Puente. The sister at 5'5". She came flying in and nailed Shauna. And that's the first foul committed by the Keel Haulers. This will send Shauna Bryant to the line, fans, 21-16.
No doubt about it. Good job by Shauna Bryant being able to go up against the double team and pull the foul. It's a smart play on her part. She's able to go to the line and not make the first one.
Nope, she didn't. A little bit short, Josh. The first opportunity for the DUs to get the freebie, and it doesn't work as Gomes exits the game. And for the Penguins, it'll be Carnes. Stephanie Carnes, a 5'1 freshman. A Carnes, though she's 5'1, can run an offense, Josh, as you and I have seen. 21-16, here's the second one by Bryant. Bryant on the line, very nice and softly, she delicately backspins it in. 22-16, 10-16 to go. Penguins have got it. Penguins are up now. And Berlinski with the steal right under the hoop. She's being instructed to push, push, push by the coach as she brings it right in front of the Penguin bench. Here's a head fake by Bronner. Left-handed layup, a little bit too much glass. Taken down by Brown. Alexis Brown, a 5'7" junior out of Richmond.
Foul, number one, Stephanie Carnes.
Pulls down the rebound, but on the way, Carnes, who's just entered the game, picks up the fourth team foul for the DUs. Marley Schroffer. Schroffer has entered the game for Maritime Academy. The Keel Haulers, Lady Keel Haulers. Here she is driving the hoop as Himmelsbach. Right side at the last instant, she dumps it off. Big long two ball heaved in there by Westbrook, the 5'7" senior out of Citrus Heights. Westbrook connects, 22-18. Penguins in transition. They get it down. Berlinski fires one off, short. Berlinski's fouled on the way. Didn't get the bucket, but she does get the freebies. Foul's called against Westbrook. That's a second for the Keel Haulers. 9.5 to go, fans. 22-18 Penguins. Berlinski on the line off to our left. Shooting toward that southern hoop. And she makes the first one. A shout out to our new assistant AD here. That's Deborah Snell. First 48 hours on the job here at DU. Working with our new AD, Terry Toomey. Well, he's not that new anymore. Toomey's been around a few months.
No, he's almost a seasoned vet.
Yeah, from 24-18 as Berlinski knocks them both down. 9:32 to go as the clock rolls. Alexis Brown will bring it in now. She gets it up to Himmelsbach. She's got Carnes all over. Penguins with a full court heat, Josh. Back to Himmelsbach now. She brings it across the timeline, right across the insignia. Carnes is massively deep. Playing her very tough. Down low now. Oh, they're thinking three ball. Now she fakes it off, blows it off over to the right side, Stoughton. On the way, Stoughton with a turnaround jumper, waves it off, travels. Stoughton had it and went 180, but she also slid across.
That was a good call by the refs there. You can't travel like that under the hoop. You got to have better body control and better fundamentals than that still.
Yeah, I don't think she was totally committed to the play. Carnes brings it in, and the Penguins work it down low. Here's Berlinski all alone, short. Had a clean look at it, though, Josh. Slipped out of the fingers of Schroffer. And they're going to give it back to the Keel Haulers. I think it was out off of Schroffer. 9 minutes exactly, fans, 24-18. Penguins have committed four, Keel Haulers two. From the long end now, here come the Keel Haulers. Bronner playing some massive defense herself. Oh, bringing it all the way up is Brown. Brown goes coast to coast, fires off an air ball. She missed the hoop by 8 feet, Josh, but she did pick up the foul. So you can't really call it an air ball.
Foul number 12, Tammy Bronner.
So the foul's against Bronner, the fifth for the Penguins. Brown to the line. Brown out of Richmond, a 5'7" junior. On the way. Yes. Good stroke there on Brown. Very clean. 24-19 Penguins. Brown back on the line, right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. She cans them both, Josh. Penguins bring it in. Carnes has got it in the backcourt. Some medium heat by the Keelhaulers. Carnes brings it up the left edge. She gets it off to Bronner, top of the key. Berlinski over to Carnes. Carnes with a head fake. Down low. Shauna on the way. Too much glass. I think it actually bounced off the shot clock, Josh. They kept it going. Shauna Bryant went in there and got her own rebound.
Foul number 21, Marley Schroffer.
Fouls against Schroffer. And that's the third for the Keelhaulers against Bryant. So it must not have hit the shot clock, although it was awfully close to it. 24-20, Bryant to the line. On the way with backspin, nothing but swish, Josh. Very nice stroke there by Shauna Bryant, the veteran. Bronner out as Baskerville has re-entered.
Kayla Baskerville, she's known for intense defense, we should say, Stu. Michaela's not afraid to get anyone's face when it comes down to playing on the court. She will step up to the challenge every time.
Second one by Shauna Bryant is a horseshoe. It's right back at her. In transition, the Keelhaulers work it to the other end. Oh, man, Carnes just hit the deck. The Penguins get the rebound. Now they're working it back down there. Janish has entered the game. She brings it up. She gets it off to Baskerville. Baskerville with the layup from straight away. She can't get it to go with a clean look. 8 minutes and 9 seconds, 25-20. Back and forth, these two teams. Very close game so far. Oh, Baskerville got in there, almost broke it up. But now the top of the key is Westbrook. She goes with a low bounce pass down low to Himmelsbach. Himmelsbach on the right elbow. She flips it back outside to Brown. Brown on the way. Long two ball. Brown cans the deuce from beyond the free throw line. Berlinski's got it now. The Penguins bring it in. The Penguins by three. 7:42 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu with a worldwide broadcast once again, fans. Here's Janice. Janice drives the line. Oh, drives the lane, I should say, up the left line. And she gets fouled along the way, Josh. So Kelsey Janish, number 22, is a 5'8 junior out of Novato. And there's a timeout called as Janish will be at the line when we come back, Josh. But for now, a station break for Josh and I. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani. And I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins and the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani. And I'm not running...
Well, we're back, and we're back again here on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and his great apprentice, Josh Johnson, yours truly, broadcasting live from San Rafael, California. You got to love the beautiful San Rafael area. I'm going to give you a little bit of our upcoming schedule here. On Saturday, December 12th, at San Francisco State, the Lady Penguins will be playing as a 5:30 p.m. game. So, hey. You're here in San Rafael, you should travel out and see that game in San Francisco. Go have some fun in the city. Also, on Friday, December 18th, they'll be playing at 4 p.m. at Metro State. Metro State. Also, December 16th, CSU Los Angeles here at home. And do not forget Holy Names University again, December 19th.
That's the men, though.
That is the men's squad. Excuse me.
That's right. That's right. That's so the next home game, the next broadcast, will be that Holy Names game. So Janish to the line now, fans. The next broadcast will be the 19th, the men's Penguins.
Or is it the 16th?
Well, I don't know. Check it.
I believe it is the 16th.
Pardon me.
CSU Los Angeles.
So we've got CSU as Janish makes the first one. Now she's back on the line. Backspin. She gets it off the front of the rim. It's taken down by Gomes. Gomes hands it off to Baskerville. It's Gomes and Baskerville down low, and Baskerville knocks down the deuce to follow it in 28-22. So I think we've thoroughly confused him, Josh. The upcoming schedule for the women are both away. So there's not going to be another women's broadcast for quite some time. Here that we're back underway, fans, as the clock rolls. Stoughton with a long two ball from the top of the key. Can't get it to fall. Berlinski pulls it down. Off to Carnes. Carnes hits the deck again. Carnes throws it away. Stolen away by Westbrook. Oh, and now Berlinski gets in the way of it. Berlinski picks up the screen from Janish. Now she heaves it back up to Baskerville. 6:52 to go. Janish thinking about it. Janish wants to fire the three so badly, Josh, but she doesn't do it. Now they get a down low to Berlinski. It's tipped out of bounds, intended for Gomes. Out of bounds off of one of the keel haulers. Janish will have it. I promise, fans, we're going to clear up the schedule thing here in a second. So Janish, Janish has got it. And she gets it inbounds to Rocky. Gomes has got it. Back up now. Janish, as she handed it back to her, Janish is fouled on the way. So while Janish goes to the line, let me just clarify things. Upcoming schedule for the women's, December 12th, they're at SF State, and December 18th, they're at Metro State. Neither of those games will be broadcast. Now, what Josh was talking about was for the men, as Janish goes to the line, she makes the first one.
And those games for the men are December 16th versus CSU Los Angeles and December 19th versus Holy Names.
And both of those will be broadcast.
Yes, sir.
Are they both at 7 o'clock?
They are, one's at 7 o'clock, that is the 16th, and on the 19th, 7:30.
Very good. All right, so I think we've gotten that squared away. When you know, when you got the men and the women go back and forth.
Yeah.
And they have different schedules.
Oh, yeah. It can be mind-boggling, but be mind-boggled no more, because we have clarity
now. Right. It's absolute clarity now. And speaking of clarity, holy cow, what a beautiful shot there from the top of the key by Westbrook. Lauren Westbrook fires in a 16-footer. She gets it to fall, 30-24, 6:15. Penguins in transition to the other end very quickly off to our left. It's tipped out of bounds. Penguin ball, Janish to bring it in.
Westbrook puts not quite a nice stroke on the ball there, Stu. We've seen her pull up. I watched her in pregame. She's really has no problems with pulling up for the long three, for shooting the long ball at all. And, you know, the Penguins are going to have to watch out for that down the stretch.
Yeah, that was a nice shot she just laid in there. So the Penguins have got it now. Down low, Janish, turnaround jumper. No, Baskerville picks it up. Finger roll, left side, baseline. Baskerville drops a deuce. 32-24. 5:55 to go. Here's Brown. She brings it up the right side. She's got a little soft cast up the right arm, kind of guarding her elbow, keeping things in place. Here's a jumper by Westbrook. As Josh said, she has the good stroke from outside. She missed it a little bit deep. Berlinski. Oh, Berlinski trying to find Gomes. He's at the length of the court. Fired it over Gomes' head. Gomes couldn't catch up to it. Nobody could. It went out of bounds. 32-24, 5:35 to go, fans. Stoughton's got it now. She slowly and methodically brings it up. She flips it back over to Himmelsbach at the top of the key. Actually, she's between the circles. She's closer to the back circle than she is the front circle. Now she brings it back up. Now they work it down low to Brown. Brown, 360 spinner. Brown off the glass. Brown with a great play there. Brown is so athletic. She actually tried to get her own rebound, as you might expect. Now the Penguins in transition. Oh, Carnes! Carnes finds Baskerville down low all alone. Great play. Penguins 5-on-1. The Penguins without Alicia Flatten. The Penguins without Shelly Claremanko. Both ladies out to injury tonight, Josh. And the DU's up by 10. 5:08 to go.
And that is the key to winning in college basketball. You capitalize on the great opportunities and the other team's mistakes. Cal Maritime did not get back on defense in transition off of the rebound. And DU was able to score. Michaela Baskerville couldn't be any more wide open. Great, great job by the DU Penguins. Cal Maritime, if they want to make this a contest, they're going to have to tighten up defensively and not let the Penguins score in transition. But that's going to be a tough order because the Lady Penguins have a lot of fast people on the court. And one person I'm impressed with right now is Stephanie Carnes, the true freshman,
yeah,
getting more PT tonight because of Alicia Flatten's injury. But she has played great defensively, and she's kept her head on, you know, pretty good
as a true
freshman, you know, having some real good game time.
Well, there's a lot of things going on here with Carnes, you know, as Flatten, the senior, the team captain. But the Penguins always looking toward the future. Flatten gets hurt. Carnes has earned her minutes, and she's been playing very tough the last couple games. Those minutes, she makes the most of them when she does get in there. And you're right, with Flatten out tonight, she's got the cast up the right arm, up the left arm, I should say, to Flatten, with 4:52 to go. Karn's going to get a chance to play tonight. And she's so far been great. 4:46 to go, fans. In the first half, head fake pass, Baskerville. 34-24 Penguins. Janish has got it. Now the Penguins down low. Raquel back over to Baskerville. And they're going big numbers on Raquel Gomes, fans. And what that's going to do every time is leave one or two Penguins open. And the one that the Keel Haulers have been leaving open has been Baskerville all night. Brown with a rebound. 4:23 to go. Penguins by 12. Long three ball now. Fires off by Westbrook. No. Penguins down with a Janish. She heaves it up to Berlinski. Berlinski across the timeline. 4:13 to go. Here's Baskerville, who's done nothing but damage to the Keel Haulers. Berlinski left edge on the way. Short. Taken down by Brown. Good rebound there by Brown. Keel Haulers with the rebound. 2-on-1 Brown right side against Berlinski with the layup. Too much glass. Tipped around. Karnes gets a hand on it. Baskerville gets a hand on it. She gets it. Flings it up to Berlinski. Back across to Karnes now. Left side. Karnes thinking about it. No look. Raquel down low. Karnes with the fake, Josh. Everybody in the place thought Karnes was going to fire off the deuce from down low. And at the last second, she throws the no look over to Raquel. Gomes didn't expect it either, Josh. With immediate timeout, fans, 3:49 to go. Here's a little word from one of our star players.
Hey, this is Alicia Platten from the women's basketball team at Dominican. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, fans, so happy you joined us tonight. Pretty good crowd on hand, Josh, considering it is finals week here at Dominican. 3:49 to go, fans. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight and every Dominican home game right here at the Conlon Center. Another great night of basketball. This is a non-conference game, but I'll tell you what, Josh, they all count. Penguins 2-3, Maritime Academy 2-8. Lady Keel Haulers in the house, 36-24 with analysis. Here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Yes, sir. So with both of these teams looking for their third win, it is going to be even more of an interesting contest. As of late, the Penguins have pulled away by using and utilizing their size in Raquel Gomes. They've been able to get Raquel Gomes down low, dish her the ball. They swarm to Gomes, which leaves either Berlinski or Bronner open, or even Janish open.
Or Baskerville, who's
done it all.
Who's
done it all, exactly. Defensively and offensively, yeah. Both sides of the ball, she's played great. So the Penguins, I say, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, keep going with it. Keep using that same type of strategy. And we know Coach Chambers will continue to do what she has to do to win.
Here we go, fans. Back inbounds. Penguins get it on the short end. Taken very quickly, the shot by Janish is short from way out in the right corner. The Penguins get the rebound. Left edge. Here's Janish, now up to Baskerville. Now back, the Penguins playing some catch outside the circle. 18 on the shot clock. Shot clock is not coming to play yet tonight, and we only have 3.5 to go. Here's Gomes. Now down low, Karnes all alone. And Karnes at 5-1 buries it from the baseline. Josh for two, 38-24. Great play there by Karnes to fire at the open look. Now the Penguins are on defense, off to our right. Attacking that northern hoop is Cal State Maritime Academy. The Keel Haulers in the Conlon Center. Here's Barros. Barros is re-on. Oh, I thought she double dribbled, but she's right in front of the referee. No call. 7 on the shot clock. 6. Penguins are on defense. 4. 3 ball on the way. No. From Westbrook. Can't fall. Penguins with the rebound. Uh-oh, Karnes has it stolen. Now Karnes dives on it, goes out of bounds. And they're going to give it back to the Keel Haulers. Karnes had it stripped away. And the coach comes up, and she loves Karnes' effort. Karnes dove on the ball, Josh, like it was a fumble at the line of scrimmage. She dove on that thing, and it went out of bounds.
Well, that's what you like to see from your young players, a lot of tenacity and a lot of great, tough play. That's what you like to see from your freshman especially. She's taking the advantage of her opportunity to get more PT tonight.
I think you're right. Barros now brings it in right in front of us. They work it to Himmelspach right side. Himmelspach lays it in there off the glass, Josh. Oh, what a play. What a window shot that was. Well, that was sweet. 2.5 to go, fans. Great play by Himmelspach. 38-26, 2.5. Penguins now on defense. Kimmy trying to work it down low. Baskerville sets up a big screen for Bronner. Doesn't do her any good. Oh, down low right between the hands, the outstretched arms of Janish. Janish was right under the bucket, Josh, as the ball has left the building. It's completely left the stadium. 38-26.
While we're finding a new ball. We got one here now.
I don't know. They dug one out. That one went I think it went out the door and down the stairs across the parking lot.
I've never heard out of the park reference used in basketball, but was out of the park.
That was right there. That was a grand slam. So the Penguins now are working at 2 minutes on defense. Here's a shot by Westbrook. She gets one off right side from 18. No. 2 minutes exactly, fans. Here's Janish. Softly, down low, Baskerville. Looking for Gomes. No, she throws it away to Himmelsbach. Himmelsbach strips it away, takes it coast to coast. Himmelsbach wants to take it all alone. Now she flips it out to Westbrook. Now they get it back down low to Woody, who's back in there. Woody, no. The shot by Woody was from 18, just inside the line at 19-9. 1:41 to go. She missed it. The Penguins down with it after Raquel Gomes with a rebound. Here's the long one by Bronner. Three ball. She missed it left. Tipped out. Raquel had a hand on it. Woody with a rebound. Himmelsbach brings it up. Oh, and Himmelsbach gets fouled by Janish. Janish got in her way. Inadvertently, kind of bump tripped her. Himmelsbach almost hit the deck, but instead, she's okay. She stayed on her feet. And just then, Janish gets yanked for Wise. Buck and a half to go, Josh. Penguins by 12, 38-26. Quick inbounds to Woody from Himmelsbach. Woody was waiting on it. She buckles. Too much glass, and she couldn't get it to fall. Emily Dunn getting ready to enter the game for the Penguins with 1:25 to go. Woody on the line now.
And this one, this foul will go against Raquel Gomes. It seems like, Stu, seems they call blocking on Raquel Gomes.
You're right. You're right. I thought it was on Janish.
Well, the first one was on Janish, but just on the rebound of the free throw, Gomes committed the foul, and so now it will be Woody at the line.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It was Janish to bring the ball in, then Gomes. But Woody misses both free throws. And you don't see that too often. That's Elena Woody, the 5'5 sophomore out of Vallejo. Now the Penguins get the rebound. Here's Wise. Wise bumps off her guy. And that's a foul. Offensive foul as Wise pounds Woody to the floor. Woody hit the wood
a little bit on that one, I think, still.
Yeah, well, that's
well, you know.
Well, yeah,
it's
you
part
got,
of the game. It's part of the
game. Gotta
be a
good actor.
Exactly.
1:10 to go, fans. As Woody hits the wood. 38-26. Penguins now on defense. Elena Woody's got it on the right elbow. Now she hands it off after the 360 spinner to Barros. Barros goes down low over to the left side. They bring it up to Westbrook. Westbrook off the glass, too much rim. Chambers is up on her feet. She wants to know where's the whistle. 38-26. Chambers doesn't get the whistle. She's looking right at the referee, looking right, staring her down from 5 feet away. Dunn brings it in for the Penguins. We're inside of a minute, fans. Halftime extravaganza coming up. All the stats with my partner, Josh Johnson, at halftime. Penguins by 12, and a turnaround. Foul is called, offensive foul, called on Wise. That's off ball, Josh. Bronner had the ball up the left side across the timeline. Wise did something. What was the foul? Okay, 38-26, 40. I tried, Josh. I'm not sure what the foul was. I know it was on Wise. I just don't know what it was. Illegal screen, thank you very much. Oh, brother, and there's a long three ball heaved up there by Himmelsbach. Himmelsbach brings it 38-29, Penguins by 9. Inside of 30 seconds. Janish getting ready to re-enter the game. Oh, a near backcourt foul committed by the penalty by the Penguins. 20 on the overhead. Now at the top of the key, Berlinski on the way from 18. No, just barely missed it short. Penguins tried to get that one down, as you might imagine. Baskerville diving after it. She got tied up with Brown out there, Josh, and it was out off of Baskerville. 13.9 to go, 38-29. Penguins on top in the first half. Brown to bring it in for the Keel Haulers. She's got 5 seconds to do it. And she used 4.5 of them. So here's Melody Puente, who we heard a little of earlier in the half. 6 on the clock. 5. 4 Puente's got it. 3 down low. She heaves it down low and a whistle with 2.1 on the low bounce pass.
Which should be a travel. Should be a travel, Stu.
I agree.
Think it would. Yeah, and they call travel.
Yeah, they did. It was against Woody. She never had control of the ball. So with 2 seconds to go, the Penguins will probably just wrap it up. I can't imagine the Penguins are going to try and do anything with 2 seconds to go and a 9-point advantage.
Well, if they get the opportunity for the shot, I imagine they take it. Simi, that nah, Kimi Nakamura is on the floor, but most likely not.
Janish throws it. Wow, she was way behind the half-court line, and she almost made it. She had the perfect distance. She was just a little bit right, fans. We're going to have the halftime extravaganza for you. Coming up, Josh will have all the stats and more analysis. More analysis than you could ever imagine, fans, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the official radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us. We're coming right back. We are ready to get the second half of tonight's matchup between the Penguin ladies and the Keel Haulers. Cal State University Maritime Academy. Get the second half underway. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California for the Penguins. It'll be Wise, brings it into the back court, and we are back underway, fans. Clock rolls and a whistle. And they want 25 on the shot clock. 5 seconds into the second half, they get the whistle. From the NC2A, our referees tonight, Wendy Dolly, Eric Tome, and Melissa Kim. Right here at the Conlin Center. And we are just about to get it back underway, and we finally do as Wise gets it into the backcourt to Bronner. Second half action, fans. Penguins 38, Keel Haulers 29. Gomes down low. Wise feeds her and finds her. And Gomes nails the two ball to open things in the second half. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. Check the website for our upcoming broadcast. Brandon Davis is in the house, 40-29. And the Penguins on defense. They box the Keel Haulers out pretty nicely. 3 shots on goal. Keel Haulers get another rebound. 4 in a row, and they can't get it to fall. All of them short, Josh. 4 shorties. And finally, Bronner comes up with a rebound. 40-29, Penguins back on offense. Wise, top of the key. She's got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Back over to Kimmy on the way. Thinking 3 ball, doesn't get it. It's short. Rebound taken by Himmelsbach. That's Lauren Himmelsbach. Check it. Taylor Himmelsbach, who takes it the distance. She goes back the other way, 18:57, and a whistle.
Preparing to come in right now, Stu, is Shauna Bryant, though, number 44.
Fouls.
Junior.
Yes, Bryant will be brought in between shots. The foul is called against Wise. To the line is Taylor Himmelsbach. Himmelsbach, a 5'6 senior out of Chico. Cans the first one beautifully. Wipes them off the bottom of the tennies. Gets the dust off. Wise out, Bryant in. Bryant's out there with Baskerville and Bronner and Gomes and Nakamura.
And Melissa Wise had to go on that one, Stu, because she's got 4 fouls already.
So Wise gets yanked in place of Bryant. The second free throw is missed. 18:48 to go. Right side, Nakamura. She's looking down low for Gomes. She looks for Gomes and finds her. Gomes has to flip it back out to Kimmy. Once again to Gomes. Gomes gets wrapped up, no whistle. Now Bronner with a high stepper. Bronner turns around and walks with it. As she found Baskerville, they wave the bucket off. 18.5 to go, 40-30 DUs. Second half action, fans, right in front of the DU cheerleaders. Penguin cheerleaders resplendent in their new outfits. I didn't see them do a show at halftime, Josh.
No, they took this halftime off. They had the CYO team come out.
I think there'd be a couple minutes for the Penguin cheerleaders in there, especially with their new outfits.
Brand new uniforms, they're legit this year.
Yeah, yeah, they got the unis legit. Looking good. 40-30, fans, as the Keel Haulers just working the ball inside, outside. Back over to Himmelsbach. She's got it down low with a shot on goal, no. Taken down by Raquel Gomes. Gomes flipped it off to Bronner. Bronner was looking for Michaela Baskerville. And Baskerville... The ball never got to her. Baskerville had it stripped away by Brown. Then Baskerville dove over her and picks up a foul. It'll be Keel Hauler ball on the long side. Here's Himmelsbach. She heaves it up to that midcourt area. Stoughton's got it. Now she goes left side over to Westbrook with the runner. Westbrook left side on the down low. They get it over to Woody. Woody right side on the baseline. Good. Penguins by 8, 17.5 to go. Here's Brown. Brown gets it over. Now, the Penguins work it down low. Bryant finds Gomes. Gomes right under the bucket. Gomes flips it in there, 42-32, 17-20 to go. Here's Stoughton from the right side. Stoughton, air ball. Shauna with a rebound. Now the Penguins slowly going to bring it up. Coach Covels calling out the play. The defensive play that would be. Down low to Gomes. Gomes, two bounces, three, four, switches, and six. Now up, Gomes works it right around the outside of her guy, but heaves up an air ball. Gomes gets left back behind the bucket. Here's Woody. Woody with the runner. Woody gets it to drop and a whistle, Josh. Great play there by Elena Woody. Elena Woody, the 5'5" sophomore, just worked it. And the Penguins got worked on that play, 42-32, 16-50.
No doubt about it. We've seen Cal Maritime try to step it up defensively more so in this game and push the issue a lot, Stu. But Maritime is really going to have to take advantage of all their free throw opportunities as well as get tougher on the defensive end and continue this trend that they've started in the second half. I can expect them to see them press the Penguins a little more full court, and the Penguins are just going to have to deal with it and find an answer. As Tani Bronner takes the ball up court, and she is called for. Actually, that is an off-ball penalty against Shauna Bryant. 44, they called against Bryant as Bronner was bringing it up for the DUs. Now the ball will be inbounded by Cal Maritime. And here comes Stuart Horn.
Oh, all right. Josh, I was thinking you were sounding so good there. I was just sitting back and listening to you do the play-by-play. 16:36 to go, 42-35. All right, with the play-by-play, here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
All right, we're going to take over duties right now Alexis Brown, the junior from Richmond, California, will go to the line. Brown having an outstanding game. She's been all over the place, real fast, real agile.
Josh, I found out from Pat Huser that, in fact, the Penguin cheerleaders did perform at halftime. I don't know how we missed it. Well, I know how I missed it. I left the building for a minute. But I don't know how you missed it. You were doing the halftime extravaganza.
Well, that might have been during my bathroom break.
All right. I was going to give you props for being so focused on your job at hand that you missed the Penguin cheerleading.
I was so worried about the stats. I had to get the stats.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
But as Brown sinks both of her free throws, the ball being inbounded by the DUs, Bronner will bring it up court for the Penguins. Bronner, Willen, and Dylan, she has such great ball handling skills as she dishes out to the Gomes. Gomes on the side, dishes down low. Baskerville doesn't make the shot, but in transition, they had quite the chaos on the floor as Baskerville ran side by side against, I believe that was Westbrook and Stoughton, and a foul was called against Baskerville. So the DU, she has two now, and so the ball will be inbounded by Kielhallers. Kielhallers will go up with the shot. Woody misses it. She's blocked by Bryant. Ball is rebounded by Gomes. Gomes will go to Bronner. Bronner will go down low to Baskerville with the great layup, 44-37 DU.
What a play by Bryant. I can't believe Bryant just totally boxed out Woody to death and didn't allow her to get that shorty, and that resulted in 2 points for the Penguins.
Great, great job by the DUs as Brown now has it up on top of the key. She passes down low to Hamelspot. Hamelspot goes back up to Westbrook. Westbrook from the perimeter makes the shot, 44-40. And it's a game now as there is a media timeout called on the floor. So we've seen in just a matter of seconds quite a turn of events as the Kielhallers have been able to score some points. And there has been, and this game has gotten physical more and more down the stretch, more physicality in this squad than we have seen previously, Stu. So, hey, it's starting to be a great contest as they're in here in the Collins Center. They filed in greatly. We've almost packed it out here. We got our guest St. Anthony's CYO squad, and they're rushing now, I guess, to make another song request from our great scorers table. But what do you think about that little exchange we had there on the court, Stu? It was kind of back and forth. The DUs were really trying to establish dominance, but the Kielhallers weren't going away. And how about the shot by Westbrook to end that first little segment of the second half?
Yeah, that was actually the Kielhallers have really been bringing it here all of a sudden the last couple of minutes of play. We're in the second half, fam. 15:49 to go when we resume. But, Josh, as you mentioned, 44-40. The Penguins, all of a sudden, they better pay attention to what's going on, or the Kielhallers ladies are going to do what the Kielhaller men did to us, and that is they snuck right by us when we weren't looking. The Penguins were up at the half substantially by 12. Then it was 9. Now it's 4. 15:49 to go. With a little more play-by-play, here he is, fans, Josh Johnson.
Okay, the Penguins have the ball. Will be inbounded by Shauna Bryant, and she will give the ball to Tawny Bronner. And play is stopped by the refs, and they're asking that the shot clock go to, they want it different than it is now, 11. They want the shot clock at 11. So, no, that can't be right.
No,
can't possibly
can't be
right.
There we go, 26.
My watch may be broken, but the time is not that bad. It's 26. They want 26 on the shot clock, as ball's inbounded again by the DUs, and Bronner will bring it up. She'll go to Nakamura. Nakamura, the true freshman, pulls up for the short jumper. Doesn't quite fall. Rebounded by Hamelspach. Hamelspach has it. She'll give it to Woody. Woody brings it up court. Woody sworn by Bryant. Such great defense by Shauna Bryant, and she goes back to Hamelspach again. Spock back to Woody. Woody's at the top of the perimeter trying to get something going. The Kilhall is trying to call some kind of offense as Brown now has the ball. Looks like she's taking the role position of the point guard. She's dribbling in. Doesn't quite go. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Brown pulls up for the long jumper. Doesn't get it. It's rebounded by Bryant. 44-40, about 15:05 left here on the clock in the Collins Center as Bronner now has it right in front of the broadcast booth. Gives to Bryant. Bryant tosses down low to Gomes. Gomes up under the rim like she usually does.
That's right.
46-40, 14:52 on the clock.
All night long with that play from Bryant to Gomes down low. Gomes nails it again.
Great, great execution by the DUs as Woody will go down low to Hamelslack. Hamelslack will pass down low to, I believe that was Schroffer.
That's right.
Schroffer was able to go up and get the easy layup. 46-42. About 14 minutes and a half left on the clock as Bryant has it. She dribbles down low with the high step, gets it. Beautiful hop step, 48-42. DUs is still up, 14:20 left on the clock.
Man, she had the elbows flying, Josh, on that one and let it fly.
And they are scoring fast in transition as Westbrook drives in. At least attempts to drive, gets two steps, bumps into Shauna Bryant, tries to put up the shot, and the foul is called, and Coach Chambers is not too happy with it as Westbrook will go to the line for the kill haulers. We've seen Westbrook pull a lot of great jumpers. She's been a great shooter for the kill haulers as she makes the first of her free throws. And getting ready to come in for the kill haulers will be none other than Sharice Bustos from Vallejo, California, the senior guard. And Westbrook goes ahead and makes her second as the sub is made. And coming in for the Penguins will be none other than Stephanie Carnes and Kelsey Janish.
Penguins had a shot of energy when Carnes was in there in the first half, so maybe that's why Chambers is bringing her back. I've been very impressed with the Keel Haulers' free throw shooting tonight, Josh.
Oh, they've been flawless at the line, no doubt about it, Sue.
Well, not flawless, but near flawless.
Well, 70% is pretty good. I say I give it to them.
Yeah.
The Penguins have done the same, though, so we really can't say any much. Oh, as the ball is brought up court by Carnes, it is stolen away by Bustos. Bustos has it. And she'll pass up top. McKillar is willing to deal as Bustos have it again. They'll go up top to the top of the rim. Hamelslack has it. Hamelsmark has it. She's dribbling. She's willing to deal. Oh, the ball's loose, but she gets it. Great, great defense by Nakamura. They're calling for a foul from the Killar's side, but they won't get it. Bustos has it, and the coaches are yelling, screaming. Everything's going crazy. 4 seconds left on the shot clock as Killar's trying to put up the shot. Doesn't quite go down. 48-44 still. Tawny Bronner will bring it up. Dominicans are looking to score quick in transition. Bronner has it. Hop step. Oh! And the foul is called against.
I think it's on Bustos.
It is on Bustos. It's an off-ball foul. Bustos. And it will be inbounded by Kelsey Janish. The off-ball foul. Bustos. It's still 48-44. 13:24 left here on the clock, full shot clock, as Janish looks to inbound it. She gets it to Gomes. Gomes will have it. She'll dribble. She'll go down low to Bronner. Tawny Bronner tried to get the pass from Gomes, but it was quickly knocked out of bounds by Bustos. She is a firecracker out there on the court, Stu, running around, disrupting every which pass she can. Bustos has been hot ever since she came into the game.
Yep.
Ball's put up by Gomes. The rebound is made by the kill haulers. Oh, and Hamelsmark had the fast break, almost got the layup, bounced off the back of the rim. As the DUs are bringing up court now, Janice has it. She thinks about shooting, dribbles in, pulls up for the jumper, misses it. And the foul will go again against the Kill Haulers as Janish will go to the line. And the foul goes against Woody.
Yep.
That will be Elena Woody, number 33, the sophomore guard from Vallejo.
That's her second.
That is her second foul of the evening. Kelsey Janish will go to the line. She'll shoot for the DUs. And she makes the first one.
You know, that Janish is so solid. When, you know, when the game is on the line or when things are getting hairy, you just want Janish there. You want her in the game. She's so good on both sides of the ball.
Oh, you need those reliable players, and she is definitely reliable in every type of game
You're
situation.
Right.
Yep. 50 to 44 now, 13 minutes left in the second half. It's been a great high-tempo, fast-paced game as Woody has it. She's dribbling, but oh, she's in the vicinity of two Penguins as they dish it out to, oh, and the ball is out of bounds from the Kill Haulers. Cal Maritime couldn't quite handle it.
Berlinski jumped in there, Josh, and broke up the play.
That was Stoughton. She had it. Got the play broken up by Berlinski. Ball goes out of bounds. It's inbounded again by Hamel Slack, and Kill Haulers will handle the ball as Brown has it down low. Oh, and ball's knocked out of her hands. I believe that was Carnes and Janish trying to go for the steal both at once. Knock it out of bounds. And now Hamelslock will try to inbound it once again for the Kill Haulers. And it is 50 to 44, 12 and 38 left here on the clock. As the Kill Haulers try to get in, 2 minutes left on. Oh, and the ball is snatched down by Kelsey Janish. It was a pass that was intercepted. Great, great heads-up play by Janish. Janish has it now. She pulls up for the short jumper. Gets it. 52 to 44. 12 minutes left here on the clock. A little over 12, excuse me. 12,
great
15.
Footwork by Janish there, Josh, from the top of the key. She just had a clean look at it and took advantage of it from 17.
No doubt about it. It's a great, great play by Janish. We got to get rid of that, no doubt about it. But dribbling now is Brown. Brown's very quick, very agile. Oh.
Tipped out by Carnes.
And it will get tipped out by Stephanie Carnes. 52 to 44. Thank you for that. Still couldn't quite see the number as Hamelspot will inbound it again. Hamelspot goes up to Bousteau. Bousteau pulls the jumper with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Misses. And oh, the ball. They scramble for it down on the ground. Can't quite see who has it. And it is a jump ball. Westbrook had her hands on it as she was covered by Emily Dunn and Kelsey Janish. And the media timeout is called. So, do you still keeping their composure, still staying strong, not being flustered by the very aggressive play from Cal Maritime? Still, 52 to 44, a little under 12 minutes left here in the second half, and it has been an exciting game for our home fans. What do you think about it, Stu?
I like the Penguins right now. The Penguins playing some big-time defense. They are making a lot, and it's nice to have Janish in there, but it's the defense, I think, that's doing it right now. They're breaking up so many plays. Just when the Kill Haulers got within four of the Penguins, all of a sudden the DU stepped up. They ramped up the defense big time and started breaking them all up. And, you know, there's a couple of different ways to play this game, and you can go all out on the offense, but when the other team reads you, it's difficult. The Penguins are reading the Kill Haulers right now beautifully, and that's why the Penguins took it from 4 to 8 in just a couple of minutes.
You know one thing that I like about this game, Stu, is the Penguins are playing their game. They're not getting flustered. They're not getting, you know, emotionally caught up in the game. They're being composed. They're playing between the ears, as the coaches say, using their brains, and they're being smart on the court. And you got to love that. And that shows your maturity as a team, especially going into the season. A great, great thing we see here from LA Penguins, playing their game, not being flustered, staying composed as the ball is inbounded by Kelsey Janish. Janish will have it once again as she is passed back again by Baskerville. She'll go to Berlinski. Berlinski will go to Carnes. Carnes dribbling. She's very fast. She'll go up beyond the perimeter to Janish. Janish pulls the jumper and makes it. Three ball, 55 to 44.
Boy, Janish was in perfect position out there off the left wing, Josh, and just canned the big one with the nice arc on it.
Big shot by Janish as Woody will try to dribble the ball up court. Gets it down low, drives into the paint, and she is foul. They will call the foul against Kelsey Janish.
She got stung and ended up hitting the bottom side of the hoop with the ball on the way up. She got just nailed on the way in.
That is Janish's second foul of the evening as Woody will go to the line again, I think, for the second time. Or is it the third time she's been to the line?
It might be the third time, but Woody's been pretty solid. She was drifting in that time.
She's been a solid role player for this squad tonight, Stu. She's been able to handle the ball well, not giving it up on many occasions.
Missed the first one.
We are Penguins, but we do give credit where credit is due. And
oh, yeah. I like good basketball, that's for sure.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Uh-oh, she missed them both.
And Woody misses both free throws as the ball is rebounded by Basseville. Takes it up court, gives it to Janice. Janice dishes it off to Berlinski. Berlinski will go back to Baskerville. Baskerville will have it now again to Carnes. Carnes will go down low. Oh, and it's knocked out of bounds by who, though, is the question. And they will rule in favor of the Kill Haulers. They say Kelsey Janish touched it last, and the Kill Haulers and Woody will inbound it. She gives it off to Barros. Barros will take the ball on court very, very fast, very, very agile. Oh, and Barros was bumped into by Carnes. It looked to me like Carnes was looking to try to go for the steal, but they'll go ahead and give the benefit of the doubt to Barros, who will go to the line. Carnes with her second foul of the evening. Score is 55-44, 11 minutes left. And Barros is on the line for the Kill Haulers. And she'll attempt to make her first one. Very quick free throw shot. That was it wasn't methodic at all. She was real fast with it, Stu. And she gets
whatever
the first
it
one
takes.
To drop.
She got the biscuit in the basket, and that's what the pre-shot routine is very quick. I was loving Carnes' play there. It ended up in a foul, but you know, you got to give her props. It's so incredibly aggressive as Carnes on that play.
Most definitely, as the ball is out of bounds off the hands of Carnes. Do keep in mind that Barros did keep. Oh no, the ball is out of bounds off the Kill Haulers.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do keep in mind that Barros did make both free throws. The score is 55-46.
Boy, in the backcourt, I cannot believe this pressure that the Kill Haulers are putting against the Penguins, Josh.
Well, they're down, Stu. They're down by nine. And right now, 10 minutes left in the game. You got to do what you got to do. And this is the time to do it if you got to do what you got to do. And it's 10:52 on the clock, 55-46. As Janice takes the ball up, she'll give it to Baskerville. Baskerville has been hot tonight. Gives it to Berlinski. Berlinski, a true freshman, dishes back out to Janice. Janice up on the side of the perimeter to Carnes. Carnes drives on the rim, dishes out to Berlinski. Berlinski gets the two, the long two ball, 57-46. 10.5 minutes left as the Kill Haulers bring it up court, and here comes the aggressive defense from Carnes once
again.
What
a play by Carnes. She drove it, Josh, from the left corner, down low, right under the bucket, heaves it as hard as she could to Berlinski, who was wide open at the top of the key.
And just as, Stu, you were praising our great players, they call a foul against Kelsey Janish. I absolutely disagree with it. Driving against her was Westbrook. Westbrook had the ball batted away from her from Janish, and they called the foul. Timeout is called by the Lady Penguins before Westbrook is able to take her first free throw shot. 57-46, 10 minutes and 21 seconds left. And I'm still interested and still excited about this game, Stu. It's been very exciting. The Lady Penguins have not fouled up, really. I mean, there's been a lot of questionable calls by the refs. We saw in the beginning of the game, they let them play a little more. Late in the game, they're calling the game. You know, they're being a little more tic-tac-y.
Oh, that's
with
a lot tighter this second half. The first half, Josh, you and I were talking about how loose the referees were letting this one go and letting the ladies play. But here in the back half of this contest, we're not even to the fourth quarter yet, and the Penguins have already racked up eight. Hey, Josh, how about a quick station ID from our AD here at the Conlin Center, Terry Toomey.
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, 10:21 to go, 57-46, Penguins.
This is Dominican's
It's all DU right now, and the Penguins are looking to turn that around.
Yes,
why,
sir.
Why would they want to turn it around, you ask, Josh? There is absolutely no reason that they'd want to turn it around. I was turning around the file on the computer. 57-46. No, the Penguins want to keep it just like that. The Kill Haulers would look.
If not, increase it. That's what they want to do.
That's right. The Penguins don't want to turn it around. The Kill Haulers want to turn it around. Westbrook from the line. She knocks the first one down.
Finals is taking our toll on everyone. Finals is taking a toll on everybody, if you can imagine that.
10:21 to go. The second one's no good. Westbrook misses. Clock rolls. 57-47. But the Kill Haulers with the rebound. Penguins don't want to turn it around. They want to increase it. It was 11. Now it's 10. Penguins on defense, kicked out of bounds by Carnes. Instinctively shoved the foot out there as Elizabeth Barros was looking to hit somebody outside from within the paint. She passed it out to the left corner. Carnes stuck the foot out and booted it out of the foyer. 10:09 to go, Penguins by 10. Inbounds, Himmelspach. She gets it to the top of the key. They whip it back down low. Himmelspach drives baseline against Dunn. Brown off the glass perfectly. Oh, what a nice play by the Kiel Haulers. Penguins by 8 inside of 10 minutes, fans. Here comes Berlinski. She brings it up. She's got Barros on her. Berlinski goes left side to Janish. Now in the corner, back to Janish. Janish thinking three ball. Berlinski sitting out there on the right edge, right where she nailed the big one before the break. Now they get it down low. Emily Dunn. Oh, she gets it over to Berlinski all alone. Two ball! Big long one from Berlinski. Berlinski was out there at about 17. The line is at 19-9, Josh.
Great, great offensive awareness there from Emily Dunn, able to find Berlinski out on the wing, gets her with a great shot. You got to love your play coming that play like that coming from your true freshman.
Brown heaves a three ball from the top of the key. No good, a little bit deep. Carnes has got it. She finds Berlinski again, same place. Boom. Berlinski, another long two. That's two in a row, and that was sweet from the exact same place, or very near. Coming up on 9 minutes, fans. Penguins on defense, Himmelspach, 61-49 DU. Here's a drifter. Himmelspach takes it in there. From the right side, lays it up. Penguins have got it now. As Baskerville brings it in. Berlinski, no look. On the way, Janish. Bing. No. Deep. Oh, I thought it was in, Josh. I was calling it before it was down. Himmelspach comes up with it. She brings it across the timeline. She's got Dunn on her. Himmelspach goes the distance. Himmelspach now runs into Carnes. Carnes forced that turnover there. Little old 5-1 Carnes, Stephanie Carnes, out of Fremont. She's a freshman, Josh, as you know. And Carnes getting some great minutes tonight. Dunn and Baskerville out. Gomes back in there with Berlinski and Carnes and Kimmy and Janish, 61-51, fans, 8:42 to go, radio.dominican.edu. Berlinski's got it in the backcourt, no pressure. Penguins moving from our left to right, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Penguins now attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. If you're familiar with the place, Conlin Center, it's the furthest from the front door, the hoop. And the turnaround by Gomes doesn't fall. Ball ends up on the ground. Loose ball, jumper. 8:22 and the clock stops. It's going to be possession arrow to the Kiel Haulers. Gomes almost got Kiel hauled right there. She missed the turnaround jumper, Josh.
That's not a shot we usually see Gomes miss. She's so great under in the post, Stu.
She really is.
She's been such a great power player for us there in the past few years, but I don't know what's going on now, but the DUs are still up, though. Let's look at the silver lining.
8:10 to go. It's tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Nakamura. She stripped it right away from Westbrook. Ended up in the hands of the coach for the Kiel Haulers. Here's a quick up and under. Oh, brother. Easy shot by Stoughton. Stoughton's going to see that on film. And not going to believe she missed it by so much. And she had a clean look. No Penguins anywhere near. 7:52 to go, fans. DU's now in transition. Gomes has got it. Gomes goes 180. Gomes picks up the whistle. No bucket. She'll go to the line. The foul is called against Stoughton. Is that possible? Yeah, it is possible. Stoughton's been leaving the court. But we're not leaving anything, Josh. This one's coming right down to the wire, fans. 7:48 as Coach Brianna Chambers and Eric Nelson, that's her assistant coach, is Nelson, are out on the court discussing the strategy. Penguin bench, and the ladies are smiling. Out tonight, Alicia Flatten and Shelly Clermanco. Of course, Taki Takoi still sitting. Those ladies are all hurt. I mean, Flatten, Josh, if you're looking at Flatten, she's sitting here just off to our right. Flatten's got the arm with the big cast all the way up. Her entire arm is bandaged and casted. She's got the splint and the, what is this thing called?
I call it a splint. That's what it seems like.
She's got her arm up in a sling. That's what I'm thinking
sling,
of.
That's what it is. We're not doctors here.
But Josh plays one on TV. Penguins by 10, 61-51. They call him Dr. J on the radio for Josh Johnson. Dr. 2J.
No doubt about it. But, Stu, I think we have to.
Dr. No Doubt.
We got to realize, though, too, that, you know, around when you start getting towards season form, you get towards midseason, or even after the first quarter of the season, you know, you'll see a lot of injuries start to pop up. I know of the men's basketball squad, they got a few nagging things going on, and, you know, that's when you get your nagging injuries going. Better get them done with and out of the way early to when you're really going to have your crunch time down the stretch.
Gomes nails the first one. Second one's on the way, and that's nothing but swish. Good play there by Rocky. 7:47 to go, fans. Second half action, radio to Dominican.edu. A lot of great things going on here at the Conlin Center for the Penguins. Our new AD, Terry Toomey, our new assistant AD, Deborah Snell. A lot of great stuff going on around here. Pat Huser calling those halftime games of the kids. Here's the putback after Belinsky misses the long one. Raquel can't get it to fall. 7:22 to go. Penguins give it up. Keel hollers with the rebound. Penguins by 12, Josh. Coming up on 7 minutes, fans. Bus just has it. She gets it over to the right side. It might be Bustos, says Brandon Davis, but I'll tell you what. I would if my name were spelled that way, I'd want to be called Bustos. That just sounds like a great name for a basketball player. Penguins on defense now, 7-11, fans. Let's see. Brown's got it at the top of the key. She goes over to the left side. Good bullet pass by Westbrook. Here's a long three ball. Heaved up there by Bustos, and it is good. Out on the left wing, Josh Bustos from 22. Inside of seven now, 63-54. Penguins maintaining a margin. While it may not be comfortable, it is a margin. And here's the feed from Carnes. She goes into the post to Raquel. Gomes picks up the whistle. Oh, no.
Carnes will pick it up.
Yeah, Carnes at 5'1" picks up the offensive foul, and that's her third, Josh, and she gets ripped.
And you definitely don't want Carnes out of the game right now. She has played very great, just stupendous defense for the Penguins so far, and she's definitely someone you would want down the stretch in a game like this.
She's had a lot of assists tonight as well as running the offense beautifully, so shout out to Carnes. Turnaround jumper now by Brown is very smooth, and it falls 63-56 as Brown converts. 6.5 to go, fans. Berlinski right side. Penguins better keep their focus. Here's a jumper now by Nakamura from the left elbow, and that is good for two. What a great play by Kimmy. Just smooth. Smooth as silk. That was sweet. 6:11 to go. The clock rolls. Bringing it up now is Woody. Woody goes a distance against Raquel, off the glass, got it over the top of Gomes, and got it to fall. Timeout called by the Keel Haulers. 65-58, 6:02 to go, Josh. A lot of action in this one, fans. If you can't be here, you are missing a great one. We'd love to see you here. Our next broadcast, as you heard from Josh, is Penguin men in action.
The Penguin men in action, December 16th, CSU Los Angeles, 7 o'clock p.m. right here in the beautiful Conlin Center. And later that week, that Saturday, December 19th, versus Holy Names, the old rival. There's got to be a lot of boiling blood in that one. 7:30 p.m. also here in the beautiful Conlin Center, brought to you by none other than yours truly and Stuart Horn.
That's too bad that classes won't be in session for that Holy Names game.
Well, I'll be here.
Well, you and I will definitely be here. And I think we'll have a few of the regulars, but not nearly as many as if classes were in session. If that last game against Holy Names between the ladies, the Lady Hawks and the Lady Penguins, was any indication, that men's game is going to be nutty. Penguin women lost in the final 2 seconds by 1 point. 5:44 to go. And that was the Holy Names night. But tonight, the Penguins are up. And here is Nakamura from the top of the key. Just between the top of the circle, Josh, and the free throw line, straight away, she nails a deuce, 67-58. We're at 5.5, fans. Penguins now on defense. Driving the hoop is Westbrook. Check it, that's Himmelspach. She takes it in from the right side perfectly. Lays it in, 5:18, the clock is rolling. Penguins have 5 seconds to get it in. They burn four of them, but they do bring it. Here's Nakamura, left side, Berlinski. Right side now, Penguins have got it. Outside the arc. Head fake by Baskerville. Now Bronner, Baskerville, left side, Berlinski. Heaves it back toward us on the right, drifting left. Nine on the shot, softly. Bronner with the runner. No, down with it. Gomes had it in her hands for a second, but Bustos comes down with the rebound. She's locked up in the backcourt, Josh. Bustos got trouble. She's got two Penguins on her. She gets it away. Now there's 19 on the shot, down low. Back over to, oh man, Himmelspach had a shot on goal from just 2 feet, Josh. Couldn't get it to fall, Penguins by seven. Here's a runner by Bronner. On the way, no. Hauled down again by Bustos. Bustos at 5'4" has gotten a couple of great rebounds. Here's Woody with the jumper up against Raquel. Gomes couldn't do much more than she did. She just stood right in the way and let Woody run right into her. But apparently she had not come set. That's her second. I'm surprised that's only the second on Raquel.
She looked kind of set there to me, Stu. She stood there. She had her feet firmly planted in the ground.
She didn't even have her arms up. She just stood there and let Woody slam into her, but they called it on Gomes. No. 67-60, Woody on the line. Oh, brother. That's an air ball, Josh.
And you hate to have that when you get an opportunity for the only worse thing than missing a free throw is air balling a free throw, Stu.
Yeah.
You don't want to have that, especially when you're trying to climb your way back in the game with 4 minutes left.
Woody's back on the line for the second of two. See if she can do a little bit better here on the way. Well, it was a little bit better, but it didn't fall. She missed it left. 4:20 to go, fans. 67-60. And some substitutions, and there's a lot of people on the floor all of a sudden, Josh. I don't know how many players are out there. There's two, four, I think they have seven. There's a lot of keel haulers on the floor all of a sudden. And now they've got it straightened out. Uh-oh, the Penguins can't get the ball in. And they get it in, but it's swiped away by Himmelspach. Himmelspach with a shot on goal. Can't make it. Penguins in transition. Here's the runner by Bronner. What a play. DU's work it. 69-60. Boy, that should have gone the other way. That was really going to be all keel haulers. The Penguins got it, and there's a travel called against Elizabeth Barrow. She pinched it, Josh, between her left wrist and her left hip just for an instant, but the referee was right on top of it. 69-60 with 4:04 to go. And the Penguins must get it in. Oh, boy, they just barely got it in. Last time they couldn't get it in. And now it's worked out of play by Bustos. And it went inbounds to Bronner. It was knocked out of bounds by Bustos, but they give it to the keel haulers on the short side. Not on the end, but on the sideline. 4:02 to go. Chambers unhappy with that call, and I don't blame her. Tiffany Puentes entered the game with her sister, Melody. Puente sister's in there. Tiffany's got it top of the key. They get it down low. Melody, Puente, right side. Good for two. 69-62, Penguins. 3:47 to go. Keel haulers, they're just hanging right there, Josh. They're doing exactly what they need to do to make this a game. Here's Kimmy, way out there on the left wing. On the way, three ball. Kimmy, short. Easy rebound, Stoughton. She flips it off to Tiffany Puente, who gets it up the right side over to Barros. 3.5 to go, fans. Tiffany, left side, gets it over to Melody. Check it, that's over to Bustos. Now it's out of bounds, and they give it back to the keel haulers. Forced out of bounds by Baskerville. Media timeout, Josh, you know what that means. It is time for a quick word from Coach Tavani.
Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani, and I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
That's right. We are the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson on the air worldwide from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. 3:17 to go, fans. Penguins by seven, Josh. Any chance the keel haulers make this a real one?
Well, considering the Holy Names game, the last one we called, yes. There's definitely a chance the keel haulers definitely have the players to do it and the athletes do it. Dominican's just going to have to play mistake-free for 3 minutes. And you know what? It seems like not that much to ask, But, you know, in the past, we've seen the DUs make that mistakes and, you know, do those things that would cost them a game. So this is where you need to be really composed. You need to be really smart, play between the ears, be extremely composed, Stu, and come out and just deliver a win. This is where you finish. It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
I'll tell you, Coach Scott Davis used to be the head coach of the women's basketball team here at DU, and the first coach to take him to the championship used to say 11 points with 3 minutes to go is the line. And the Penguins are up by 7 with a little over 3 minutes to go. So this is definitely a chance for the Keel Haulers. Here's a shot from outside. The big long one by Westbrook doesn't go. Third shot on goal doesn't fall. Finally, Brown makes the deuce. And the fourth shot, the Penguins couldn't box him out. 69-64. The clock rolls, 2:55 to go. Here comes Bronner very slowly across the timeline. Bronner, big defense, Himmelsbach. Bronner goes right, fakes left, goes left. Now Carnes. Carnes has got it. Penguins working it. They've killed 20 seconds. 10 on the overhead. 9, 8. Here's Carnes. 7. Carnes drives baseline. 5. Turnaround jumper. Thinking about it. Nowhere to go. 2. 1. On the way. There's a shot clock violation. And the turn. No, they don't call it. The shot was on the way, but it definitely had not hit the iron, Josh, before the buzzer. The buzzer sounded as the ball was in the air. The ball didn't fall. And subsequently, a whistle. Penguins are going to get the ball in on the short side. Wise and Gomes are going to re-enter in place of Carnes and Janisch. 2:25 to go. Penguins short side. Back in there is Stoughton in place of Woody. Woody got hurt. Woody's left arm's hurt.
Yeah, she's wincing a little bit there.
Yeah, and Jesse Maz is following her. Here's Wise. Wise gets it on the inbounds. Wise gets it to Bronner, 2:20. 24 as the shot clock resets. Back and forth, back and forth. Penguins killing a little of the clock, but they're only up by 5. Gonna have to play more aggressively than that. Wise walks with it. Wise tried to get the up and under. The walk forced by Laura and Westbrook. Wise travels again. This happens to Wise late in the games once in a while. 2:10 to go, fans.
Well, Stu, it's because you get in those late-game situations, you're stressing so hard to keep your team on top, and there's a lot of pressure to make a play, especially as a freshman. You want to come in, you want to make that play, but they got to learn to be patient and to be a little better on the offensive side of the ball.
Gomes with a massive rejection. Raquel stuck the hand up there and got right in the face of Alexis Brown with a jumper. Brown let it loose. Gomes got a finger on it and just knocked it away. 69-64, a buck 55, Josh. The Penguins on top by 5. Keel Haulers playing the D is very tough. Wise has got it. Wise in the backcourt. 26 on the shot. Penguins better get it across, and they better do it quickly. Oh, they don't have much time. Bronner just gets it across. Ooh, boy, the Penguins, I think they burned off 8 full seconds, but then Bronner walked it across.
I don't know if you call that a lapse in management or a good time management.
No, I think Bronner knew. Oh, brother. Bronner drives the paint. Fakes left, brings the spinner up, Josh. No rim, no window, 2.
How about the athleticism? You got to love the great athletic
sweet
play from Bronner.
71-64. Keel Haulers don't want to match baskets at this point. They go 3 ball, long distance. Out on the left wing, no good, whistle. Keel Hauler ball, no. Keel Haulers pick up the foul. Stoughton, who let the 3 ball go. And Wise is gone. Wise fouls out, Josh.
I don't know if I can really agree with that foul, Stu. It looked pretty clean to me. Wise made a play on the ball. Wasn't a whole lot of contact on that, but I hate to call things tic-tacky, but that it seems on that play that's what we have. And, you know, and I can't really agree with that much, Stu, but you hate to see Melissa Wise come out the game. She's been a difference maker in a lot of these matchups here for the Penguins, and that's definitely not going to help them as the game comes down to the final minute.
Janisch comes in the place of Wise, who's back to the bench for the rest of the evening. 1:16 to go as Wise fouls out. On the way, that one's good. Stoughton cans the freebie, something you must do. Coming down the stretch, 71-65. Keel Haulers are still very much alive, 71-66. I guarantee that Chambers is not comfy. 1:16 to go. 1:15, backcourt foul called against Bronner. Himmelsbach with the foul. That's her second. Penguins are going to bring it in. That's the fourth committed by the Keel Haulers. Now inbounds. Gomes throws it away. 1:10 to go. Three ball on the way. Goes Westbrook short. Penguins with a rebound. Backcourt. Melody Puente with a foul.
And you know what, Stu? One thing I didn't like is Westbrook, she did take a little longer three. That was from, as they say, she took a big boy three on that one, Stu. That was from way beyond the arc. But you know what? DU has to do a better job of contesting those shots. You can't let the shooters get wide open looks. You got to be tight down low, and especially on the perimeter. There's about two or three girls on this squad who have no problem pulling up for the jumper if they get a wide open look. DU has to be in their faces and contest absolutely everything.
106 to go, fans. Penguins by five. Nobody's comfortable in the house. Penguin fans are, everybody's pretty tight here. And with the exception of the Keel Haulers, who seem very loose out there. Keel Haulers are doing everything they need to do right now. They're exploiting the Penguins' mistakes. So Raquel Gomes, who just chucked it away in the previous series, has another chance to bring it in. She gets it into Janish in the backcourt. Janish has got it 28 on the shot clock. Here's, Gomes threw it, but it was blocked out of bounds by Brown, and that's lucky for Gomes. Gomes went for the big heave from both hands over the head. Brown jumped up and batted into the fifth row of the grandstand. Here's Janish on the inbounds and is immediately fouled with less than 2 seconds rolls off the clock is Stoughton. So Stoughton with her second, the 5'9 junior. And that's the sixth team foul. 58 seconds, one more second rolls off the clock. And Himmelsbach picks one up. And that will send Bronner to the line. I do believe Baskerville gets ready to re-enter. 58 and a half left on the clock, Josh. 30 on the shot clock once Bronner gets done. 71-66, fans. Bronner to the line. First year with the Penguins, Tammy Bronner, the 5'6 grad student, missed it. Down with it, Himmelsbach. Check it, that's Westbrook with the rebound. She gets it off to Melody Puente, who brings it up left side, 50 seconds. Puente now outside. Penguins are playing some big defense. They don't want any fouls. Now driving around to the outside is Stoughton. Stoughton with the drifter from the right lane, right side of the lane, just outside the lane. She gets it to fall, 71-68. DU is by three, Josh, 44.2. And a timeout has been called by Dave Covell. And that's a good timeout because the Penguins are all of a sudden in jail.
You said it best, Stu. I'm telling you, the Penguins, you cannot let them. It's so hard when you get these late game situations because there's such pressure on you not to foul from the team that's ahead. But then again, you know, you got to get a hand in your face. You got to contest stuff. And sometimes you don't contest as much. You don't play as aggressive as you might usually play. And they'll get a shot off. And that's exactly what happened with the Keel Haulers and the Penguins on that play. 71-68, this is as clutch as it gets. And it seems like deja vu all over again. Yet again, another tight game for the DUs. The Penguins are going to have to step up and finish it, though.
71-68, fans, 44-2. And the clock rolls. In the backcourt is Janish. The Penguins are just trying to kill the clock right now, Josh, and I don't know that that's the best way to do this. Uh-oh, Janish has got trouble. Janish gets it up to the top of the... Oh, man, the Penguins get it across all alone. Raquel Gomes. It was 5-on-4 in the backcourt. Gomes was all alone under the hoop, and she converts a deuce. 73-68. Now the Penguins on defense. From the top of the key, long one, Stoughton, no, a little bit short, taking down Gomes, 18 seconds. Here's Bronner. Bronner slams in to Lauren Westbrook. Westbrook with a foul. Westbrook with a foul, 73-68 after the deuce by Gomes. Bustos is back in there. 15.6 seconds. It was 3 with 30. Josh, but now it's 5 with 15, and that's a tiny bit more comfortable, although nothing's dead, not even close. Bronner to the line. On the way. Missed it. Tipped out. Oh, brother! And the Keel Haulers had it, Josh, and it was Brown and Westbrook going after it, and they tipped it out of bounds into the Penguin cheerleaders. That gives the DUs the ball, and that's huge at this point. I mean, that's gigantic.
Oh, that's a gift for the Penguins, definitely.
That rebound was all Brown. So the Penguins will have it now. They get it in the backcourt, right under the hoop. Forecourt, I should say, not the backcourt. The Penguins on their side. 9 seconds to go. A foul then committed by Himmelsbach against Bronner. Himmelsbach, the 5'6 senior out of Chico. That's her fourth. Stoughton leaves the game. And Bronner on the way, and now she gets this one to fall. So Himmelsbach's in there with Melody Puente, who's re-entered. Here's Bronner on the way. Oh, rattles around. No, 8 seconds. Clock roll, 74-68. Penguins on defense. Here's Brown, three. Brown heaves it across, two, one. On the way, it's over. That's game, fans. Penguins hold on. 74-68, your final. Great game by both squads. A shout out to the Keel Haulers who came in and played the Penguins. Very, very tough, Josh. Any last minute words of analysis, sir?
Good to see the Penguins finish it out. They faced a lot of adversity, but they kept their composure. They stayed cool down the stretch, and they came out with the win. But shout out to the Keel Haulers. Great, great game. Cal Maritime definitely didn't disappoint or embarrass themselves. They played hard from the beginning to the end.
That was an awesome game, fans. Our next broadcast, Josh, is when? The 19th?
The next broadcast is the Wednesday, December 16th, against CSU Los Angeles, 7 o'clock p.m. here in the Collins Center. You'll hear that game only on radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin men on the 16th, fans. We'll have it for you live. Penguins win this one, 74-68. Thank you for listening. For Josh Johnson, the rest of the DU radio squad, and our head coach, Melba Beal, Stuart Horn, saying so long from the Conlin Center. Penguins go 3-3 on the season. See you next time. Radio.Dominican.edu.